Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rose Pricks, the podcast where we take the piss out of The Bachelor. I'm your host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor, and with me today is the fabulous Ronnie Karam from one of my favorite all-time podcasts, Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's going on?
I am so jazzed to talk about The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever we're doing. Bachelorette.
I'm so show-tuned to talk about The Bachelorette today because it was a huge day for theater queens. Go Orange Robbie! I know. I knew they couldn't kick off Orange Robbie on a Don't Cry For Me Argentina night. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. But they kicked off my boyfriend. Spoiler alert, my boyfriend's gone.
Oh, good. Well, he kind of deserved it. He wore an untucked shirt. I knew he was done when he untucked that shirt. I was like, oh, good.
And he kind of turned on us all. I sort of felt like, well, we'll get to it. But that two-on-one date, we'll get to it. We're getting ahead of ourselves. I felt like today's episode was the sexy episode. Do you notice JoJo just called everything was so very sexy?
Everything was sexy. Like, yeah. My butt is sweating because it's so hot in Argentina, but like at the end of the day, that's like sexy. So it was like a sexy dinner.
I just think anything that happens in Argentina is just sexy.
I hope Argentina is ready to feel vulnerable today because I feel sexy.
Argentina's walls are down and it's ready to find love. Argentina is here for the right reasons.
What's new, Buenos Aires? I was just dying. The gayest show on TV goes to the set of Evita. Robbie was like, I would love to have dinner, but I'm really mad at Madonna's portrayal of Evita in the 90s. I'm pissed.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. It was so dramatic.
I know. It really was dramatic. Do you guys know what the show is even about? Like, why are you making out during this song? And why is that lady trying to pretend to be Celine Dion?
I thought the same thing. Ronnie, we are soulmates. We should find love on The Bachelorette.
We're whole mates, okay? We're vulnerable.
If JoJo can find love with 10 gay men, I should be able to find love with one.
Well, that's the problem. They all make you think they love you. These gay guys.
I know. They take it very seriously.
I love that the gayest guy, she was like, you want to go shopping together? It's like, oh, JoJo. It's like, I'm about to dump you, but I want to make sure that we can still shop when we're done. Do these earrings look okay?
I know. I live for these impressions when you go, girl. Oh, girl.
I love a yes, girl. I think that's so funny. It's like my favorite gay thing to come out, besides Orange Robbie.
Like the last 5 years.
It's my favorite since you better step off.
Oh,
that
you
was
better.
That was my last favorite gay thing. It's been a long time since I've had a favorite gay thing. Thank you, Bachelorette.
Oh, this is going to bring us so many great memories. Not JoJo, but us.
So many vulnerable memories. So many memories of when we were talking about our feelings. Like, oh, you're finally doing it. You're talking about your feelings.
I love how even in the coming attractions, just sort of like where they do the what happened in the past, and you don't know what's coming up or what just happened, but it's all that same, like that written by a computer program. I'm just so nervous. I'm just so shocked. I'm falling in love. I'm taking it seriously.
Hardest rose ever. This is the hardest rose ever.
But it's also the sexiest rose. So they open up the episode with a map of Argentina because nobody knows where it is.
Poor things.
So you can see that it's South America.
They started coloring it like it was a dot by dot in a restaurant, like a kid's menu in a restaurant. Stupid.
Like CPK. Yeah. There's going to be a little Sudoku, whatever. Tic-tac-toe.
Sudoku.
A little Sudoku.
So my mima says it. I'm playing that Sudokes. I'm playing that bunch of numbers. Go to math class. I ain't doing that.
Sounds like something my dog needs to do out in the backyard right now. I got to take a little Sudoku.
Sudoku's, okay.
And then there's a shot. I don't know if you noticed this. I was hoping you would. Of just a random guy in a beret in the background. And then JoJo pets a dog on the street that I immediately wanted to phone up one of those rescues and have them go pick it up. And that it was so skinny and it was on a leash.
JoJo, every episode she's going to have some rando unloved dog following her around. I think it says a lot about JoJo.
And I this think show. It does too.
It's a sign. Poor JoJo. Yep. Because she even says, Robbie said I loved you. And at first it felt really good. But then I thought, whoa, it scares me. Because usually guys who say that dump me like 2 days later. And I was like, yeah, well.
But they don't usually dump me for a guy. So this is going to be new.
Yes. And they usually don't have Christmas tree hair. So.
Oh, the hair was out of control on all of these guys.
Robbie's hair got even more ridiculous. I don't know if he's balding as the episodes progress, but there's something weirder about his slope today. It like went from the bunny slope, you know, like the easy slope to like mm-hmm. the hardest slope.
To the diamond, the yes. black diamond or whatever. Well, he added product. Did you notice that? There was more of like a separation. In each of the like, it was more piecey.
It was
in
like
in its comb over.
It was like if a tsunami was coming towards a city and then decided to go sideways for some reason. They're like, that tsunami didn't kill anybody, but it's horrifying to look at.
Exactly. Oh, that's so good.
Two on ones. That's the big next thing. Chris is like, hey guys. He's like wiping off the whatever from his mouth for his 5 seconds of screen time. He's like. Today, there's going to be two-on-ones. All right, guest. Call me when you're done. Takes a newspaper to go sit on the pot for a while. I'm like, thanks for coming by, Chris. Good to see you, buddy.
That's what my husband, I have to always tell you what he says, but he's like, why don't they just Skype him in? Why, they don't need him there. He doesn't do anything.
They're going to be doing that. He's going to be like the Elvis in Vegas, just like one of those, what are those little
a hologram?
Yeah, a hologram. Thank you. Yeah. I was about to go into a whole Star Wars thing. What was that?
Yeah. He should be a hologram, and then he could just come in and clink his wine glass when it's time for the rose ceremony. They can go, oh, the hologram of Chris is there.
But if you can have a hologram, why have Chris? They would, like, actually have Elvis there.
That's true.
Michael Jackson.
He could be everyone's hair idol.
Hair idol. So, Wells, this is, you know, for the gayest episode this season... It is really sad because it's also like the annihilation of a lot of the gay guys. I mean, poor little Wells. I'm not sure if Wells is gay or just really thin.
Yeah, I don't think Wells is. He doesn't have a gay vibe to me. He was one of the few straight guys, which is why she gets rid of him. Spoiler alert.
Oh, well, he was definitely nice.
He was nice. He was like a little wimpy, but he seemed the straightest of a lot of them.
He was like Derek. The Karate Kid before he learned anything.
Yes.
Like before he met Mr. Miyagi and he was just like some skinny brat.
Yes.
His mom's all too hard on him. Yet loving and supportive at the same time. I love you, Karate Kid. Not the new one. Damn
but
you, new Karate Kid.
But then she
kid.
Makes little comments to him like, well, what do you think happened? What did you do? Why did she leave you?
Yes, exactly.
What did you do to this one, Wells?
Ma!
I bought her flowers every day. Well, obviously you didn't do something. There's a reason they all leave, Wells.
Poor Wells. And he started this one whining. He's like, I'm the only one who hasn't gotten a one-on-one. And then Robbie, I think, was reading the... Oh, what? This wasn't even Chris. I'm giving Chris shit. He wasn't even in the scene. But Orange Robbie... Okay, you know how people wear those red strings for the Kumbala-ya? What do you call it?
Yeah, Kabbalah.
Rip off. It's like second only to Scientology is a rip.
Yep.
But he was wearing a black string.
Speaking
what does that
of Madonna,
mean? Was that a hairband?
Oh, I don't know.
But that, it's like the dark Kabbalah.
Upsetting. Sad Kabbalah.
Sad, dark, funeral Kabbalah.
Kabbalah that doesn't make anything happen.
So the letter...
The one that Madonna's not in.
She could be in black Kabbalah. I mean, Madonna, things aren't going so well. At least according to the gays. They're like, Madonna, what an idiot. I'm like, oh, poor Madonna. She's having a bad year with the gays.
By the way, you're gay. Is Cher on the verge of death or what's happening? Every time I'm in the grocery store and I walk to the front, I see on the Inquirer that she's dying. Oh. But then I see her on TV. She seems fine.
I think people have always thought Cher is dying. She's just got that face. You can't tell. She's like Big Bird. Like, she's just sitting there sleeping, and you're like, is she dead? But then you see her feathers move, and you know she's still with us.
Oh, okay.
They're like, don't rip down the set yet. Big Bird's still alive. The Snuffleupagus is like, just die, you fucking bird. I need a break. When do I get a vacation?
Oh.
So Wells Elmo. Is the only guy who hasn't got a kiss. And yeah. JoJo writes in this letter, she's like, it's a two-on-one date. Vulnerable. Whatever. Wait, what did she say? She
said beso, beso y beso.
She spelled besame wrong.
Oh, besame.
She wrote besame.
Like tresame. She got confused with her shampoo. Tresame.
She's like, what rain me? Okay, guys? What rain me?
I get it at CVS. It makes my hair very silky.
So the guy, up exactly. And up a May, okay, guys? Up and up a May. Do they have an up and up?
Oh.
That, like the cheap brand?
That's the Target brand. That's Target's brand. Up and up a May. Guys. And then it becomes, the whole episode becomes about the fact that, well, the whole beginning becomes that the Wells hasn't kissed her yet.
Oh, it's so sad. And all the douchebags are like, really, brah? Like, we've all got the same throat closures, okay? We've all made out with her. Idiot.
But didn't you think it was weird? Didn't you think it was weird that they were all kind of making fun of him for not making out with her? Well, isn't it weirder that they all did make out with her?
Kind of. Apparently not on this show. She, like, smacked them all down again with her tongue on this. They just all made out with her.
I felt like there was a lot of date rapey vibe going on in this episode. There was a lot of times where I felt like she was making out with somebody that she did not want to be making out with.
But she but does it. And then she puts her, like, she rubs their thighs while she looks deep into their eyes. And I mean, like, you have to make out with her. Like, what do you do if you don't? Then they treat you like Wells, like the wimpy karate kid who never met Mr. Miyagi. His whole life is fucked. And then Wells immediately starts sweating. And Robbie's like, man, I can't believe that guy. Like, I can't, like, keep my hands, like, off her, dude. Like, whoa, JoJo. Whoa, JoJo. He's so gross, that guy.
He's so gross. And what is with all of their suits? Their jackets are a little too small.
And their all pants. Have you noticed the pants thing yet? Because they're still wearing capris. Like, all of those guys are wearing capris.
It's weird. Like... It's really weird because they have wardrobe there. Is that a new look? Am I just behind the times?
It's got to be a 30, like a youngish thing, because I mean, I never know what fashion is because it takes years to get to Old Navy. Like, we'll get that shit in 2 years. I'll be like, look, guys, it's my capri pants. And I'll be like, oh, it's over. We're back to bell bottoms. Okay.
Oh, and it's okay. Yeah. And there's always a theme going on because today's theme was ball gowns. For JoJo.
Crop top ball gown.
Yeah. And then the short suits for the guys.
Little men suits.
Don't I like it.
I did notice that. I was like, how many ankles do I need to look at? Like, if this were the 30s, this would be like gay porn right now because it's just everybody's ankles and their capris.
Okay. So JoJo, blah, blah, blah. She sits down with Chris and he lets her know that we're at the halfway point and that this week is pivotal. So, yes. Yeah. So
this
then.
This is the most important week ever.
Chris tells her, yeah, that there's going to be the 2-on-1. And it's like he dropped a bomb. The guys are all in shock.
How could
it's
she?
It's like, oh my God. The 2-on-1 is the worst.
Two-on-1.
What's going to happen? Who's going home?
I'm the only one who hasn't gotten a 1-on-1.
There was only one 2-on-1 in this show.
Yeah, but this was the second 2-on-1 of the season. That's why it was so crazy, because I guess they usually only do that once.
Oh, I don't know.
But this time they did it two times. And so they were like, oh my God, a second 2-on-1. Alex is like, well, yeah, but she never even made out with Wells. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her that Wells has never kissed her, and he's out of here. Like a little tattletale. This show is full of so much posse. It's like the first lesbian bachelorette.
Yeah.
A lot of pussy on this show. So let me see.
So then Wells and JoJo. Wells and JoJo go for their 1-on-1 date. And then Wells buys her a bracelet. Right.
Do you like these earrings? What's my color? Do these pants make me look fat? He's like, this is so romantic. I was like, no, it's not. You're being gay friend zoned.
But yeah, but also then it's like that weird thing where she's looking at a bracelet and he goes, oh, do you want me to buy you that? No, I'll buy you that. And she's like, oh, you want to? Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'll totally buy you that.
All that DJ money I've got seemed
it's awkward because you can tell that it wasn't like she really wanted him to buy her something. It's like that thing whenever you feel like the guy feels pressured to buy something, you know?
Know.
Like it's like a guy buying you a rose at dinner from the rose lady where you're like, oh no, please, you don't have to do that. Oh, okay, thanks.
You basically just supported a panhandler. Is that supposed to be romantic?
Well, it's the same thing.
It is. And this poor guy doesn't understand that he's being nice and he's offering to buy her stupid shit she doesn't care about. Like, you need to be more abusive. You need to be more, like, dickish and douchey
to get
this girl's attention, because she only likes the hot, douchey ones.
There's such a difference. There's, like, there's the Wells and Derek type, and then there's the other ones. There's the Robbie and Chase and the dicks.
Yeah.
And the pricks.
Then to top it off, like, if he was curious at all, or if he was wondering at all if she's that into him, she's like, Argentina is known for musicals and culture. Let's go see a show. I was like, oh, geez, you poor guy. You just totally got gay zoned.
Yep. And then she's like, I wanted to take him to an exhibit at a museum because it's playful and sexy. It doesn't matter what it is, it's sexy. I wanted to take him by the bank because, you know, it has money and it's sexy.
There's a Wells Fargo here. His name is Wells Fargo. Is it a coincidence or is it a sexy dance?
So then Wells cannot get her to kiss him.
Oh my God.
And he can't kiss her.
He can't do it, this poor guy.
Yeah, it's like, we need erectile dysfunction guy back.
No kidding. He's like, well, I can't kiss her while we're buying things, because who does that, kissing while they're shopping? Well, I can't kiss her while we're staring up at this aquarium full of homely people staring through the glass at us like really ugly blowfish. I mean, that's weird. Oh, I can't kiss her in the water. Well, just can't kiss. It's like, dude, make an effort here.
And then it doesn't help that finally, right? Well, this was was it in the water? Oh, no. Yeah,
I think they did end up kissing in the water because they went to some aquarium show and they had all these homely people jumping into the water. I was like, what the hell kind of show is this? It's like, look, someone's swimming and then this big ugly face is jumping out at you. I want out of this show. Do you guys have a musical in this town?
But then what about when the guy comes out, Fabio? Or whatever, which was like Argentina's answer to the angry Alex. And he's like, I'm going to teach you performance art.
Wells is like,
what was happening? It was like one of those weird machines from a long time ago that, what's that, like a, you know, infinity machine? What's that machine where it's all like trolleys and wheels and belts? And
I just think of the exercise machine that you speed walk on.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
The treadmill?
The conveyor belt. Oh, the treadmill. Yeah. That's how long it's been since I'm in the
gym. And then it's
like
somebody's supposed to be getting shot. And then, my friend used to have a joke about, what do you call that thing that's like automatic stairs that you, and then you go the stairmaster.
The escalator.
The escalator. Yeah. So they do some kind of, I didn't know what was happening there. Somebody's supposed to be getting shot.
Yeah, the guy gets shot while he's on a treadmill, and then all these hot girls just pass him while he's bleeding to death, and then it's over, right? That's how it ends? That was weird. Yeah. That was some weird performance art. And Wells doesn't know what performance art is, but he's sure that it's a very bad time to kiss somebody. He's like, can't kiss somebody while you're on the treadmill. You can get hurt. I mean, performance art. Can't kiss somebody during performance art. I mean, those people are working hard. Is that person hurt? Is that guy dying? He's like
that
giving the guy mouth to mouth.
I can't just start making out with her. That would be weird.
He's making out with the shooting victim guy on the ground. He's like, can you breathe? Like, why can he kiss him? Why can he be vulnerable with the gunshot victim?
So JoJo finds Wells later very, very intriguing and very sexy.
I knew that he was in trouble when she's like, you know, I find it intriguing that you're so intriguingly like intrigued. I was like, uh-oh. When she starts using her three-syllable words and she does it like three times in a sentence, you know she's out of there. She's like, I'm not even going to bother coming up with new words. You're intriguing. I'm intrigued by your intriguingness. It's like, oh, JoJo,
it's
please
very
be quiet.
Sexily intriguing. So then they
start sweating like buckets at dinner.
And so Wells is going to talk about his ex. She wants him to talk about his ex. And this was an interesting part to me because Wells says that he and his ex were together for 4 years, but they broke up because it felt like best friends. And I wasn't sure if he was saying that, like, because he thought he was making it sound better. Like, I just loved her too much. I just really respected her. Or if he just, you know, is the kind of guy that just gets sick of people.
Or I couldn't tell at all. I don't think he's the guy who got sick of people because he looked like he was really crushed. I think that the girl got sick of him. She was probably like, dude, am I ever going to get laid again? Tell me now. Because, like, I don't know what this moody man dysfunction you've got going on is, but I need to get some. So figure it out, Wells. And he was like, well, it's inappropriate to have sex with you, you know, at 9 a.m. She's like, I'm sick of your inappropriate kissing talk. I'm out of here, buddy.
He's like, it's just not appropriate to like make out or have sex while we're watching The Bachelor and I'm studying up for the future. I hope to go someday on The Bachelorette.
Poor guy. He looked like, because she was kind of giving, you know, she's been acting like his mom, like she's rooting him on, like she's like, right. Kiss me. Aren't you going to kiss me? Kiss me, kiss me. And then when he finally did, she was like,
good job.
You
good.
Did it, honey. Good like boy. He just, yeah, good boy. Like he just got good in the pool boy, for Wells. The first time. Aww. So she's been momming him, and I think he
look
was
at
like,
"You, Wells, look at you!
Without
you
floaties,
it.
You weren't using my floaties this time. You haven't drowned yet. Good for you. You're intriguing."
Oh, Wells, you were so sexy. Good for you.
You know, only a vulnerable person would be, you know, treading water like that, honey. He's like, oh,
yeah.
So
oh,
I think
Wells, come here, you.
She was mommying up on him, and I think he's like, wait a second. I've noticed that with a couple of guys in this episode, where they're like, wait a second, is she tricking me into being vulnerable before she dumps me? Because that's kind of what she does.
Right.
And she's like, don't you want to be vulnerable? He's like, I'm already sweating. Like, I already had to take off my jacket, untuck my shirt, I'm sweating all over the place. I barely got a kiss when I peed in the pool. Should I start crying about being dumped? Because he started getting those black circles under his eyes. And I was like, oh, no, he's going to cry. Don't do it. Don't cry.
And I know. But then she does decide that she doesn't like him because he ended up feeling like his girlfriend was his best friend.
Yeah.
I don't know how that made her decide that that's not good.
Because
she's like, I'm just worried that's going to happen to me. What about that is worrisome?
Just
I'm just worried that I might end up breaking up with somebody. Oh, okay.
I think
yeah.
It's just the not fucking part because she was like, that was so sweet when you said that that was your best friend, but then you stopped fucking her. And like, I don't know. I feel like
and
no
I
matter
love
how
a unicorn.
Old you are. Yes. I like unicorns. And you know how many unicorns it's taken me to fuck, but I still believe in them. I'm like, wait a second.
You know, a unicorn is like chocolate on top of a caramel with a bit of fantasy and a big white mane. And I'm looking for that. I think it exists. And I'm going to keep looking for it because I like chocolate and I like love. And unicorns are pretty.
Poor thing. He's like, well, I'm just trying to see. Oh, yeah. And she's like, I don't know about him. I really like Wells, but he's skeptical about love. And also, he sweats a lot. And I have my own Spotify account. So at some point, you just have to wonder, intriguing?
I think she was like, I really like Wells and he seems like a great guy, but he's just not gay.
I don't feel like this guy's going to be really mean to me and leave me crying for no reason. Out. I'm out of it. I'm out of here. Sorry. This is the hardest rose I've ever had to give them money. I feel like I'm gay bashing. But go on, Karate Kid. Be one with the world. And he's like,
find your forever.
Yeah. It's like,
find
you want a hug?
Find your forever, Chachi. Or whatever. Ralph Macchio. I love you, Ralph Macchio. Just not in that way.
I just hope that you find a way to wax on, wax off, intriguing man. Okay?
I loved you, Ralph Macchio, but I'm just afraid that you are never going to hit me. I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
I feel like a big bullseye in a bar, but there's no darts. I need to know that I'm going to bleed, at least in my heart. Okay, now get out of here. And then she's crying. She's like, yeah, he was really nice, but it felt like making out with a kindergartner, and they're gross. So, bye.
I'm not Mary Kay Letourneau. I tried, but I just can't do it. Yeah.
He's like, okay, well, let's hug. Good luck meeting another guy who can mix Lionel Richie with a Beyonce song. Okay, bitch. Have a good one. It's like, bye.
Like, I'm just going to go lay on the beach and men are going to kick sand in my face. And that's okay. That's enough for me.
I just want him to find that true love. Hopefully there's like a kindergartner Tinder. Who's he going to make out with? No one ever. Bye.
Oh my God. So then the date card comes for the group date. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend Derek is not on it. And neither is Chase.
Dun, dun, dun.
Two on one for those guys, which has me worried at that point because JoJo likes that dead fish eye look.
She and does. Chase,
yep.
And Chase looks like he could be abusive because he's got that really mean. He's got mean eyes. They're not just dead. I mean, he does have dead eyes, but they're like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like when a fish is about to die and you're about to cook it, but it's looking at you like, we'll see each other again. I'm like, oh no, Red Lobster. That's what his eyes are like. It's like an angry Garfield.
It's true. Except for he has no personality. Ugh. Doesn't he look like he lifts weights all day long and then spends time on eBay buying hair product and muscle milk?
Like, That's all that guy does. Like, I have a boner right now with that description. Like, you're making me like him already. I'm like, wait a minute. That's my dream man.
He has nothing. Like, there is nothing going on in his face. He's like a woman that's had way too much Botox where there's no expression. It's like he can't move. So the eyes have the dead, mean look, but then there's nothing going on in his forehead. There's nothing happening. So he looks humorless and dumb.
Poor thing. I mean, I just remember him in yoga class. Rawr.
Yeah.
You go, boy. Like, I was in love with him from that moment on. But then he was so douchey the next week when he teamed up with Alex to go after Derek for being too nice.
Yeah. And how about that?
Even what he says in this when he has to go head-to-head, he goes, yeah, if Derek got the rose, I would, like, feel, like, betrayed. Like, there's nothing he has over me. Like, except his eyes aren't dead. But, like, I'm a bank, okay? I'm a Chase. He's just a banker. Like, that guy has zero. Okay, his eyes aren't dead. But still, it's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, and Derek is, I'm sorry. But Derek is very cute. He's 100 times cuter.
Derek is, and I hope you don't take this offensively, but okay. You think Derek is cute. I think girls fall into this trap. Well, actually, boys do too. I fall into it all the time. He's cute in that, like, gettable way. You know how it's like, if he's, like, in a line of models, you're like, well, that one won't leave me. Like, you know, it's like he's the least hot out of the model guys. And so you feel like he'll be honest or true or something. And that ain't true. The ugly ones cheat, too. I mean, he's not ugly. I just mean comparatively.
That's true. But he did look like he had some personality. But we'll get to that because I lost interest in him. Later in this date.
I didn't even understand who he was anymore. I was like, wait, who are you now? Because then he had this weird other personality. And then I guess we'll get to that when he gets to this date. Okay.
First, we're on the group date. So JoJo gets rid of Wells and does like a whole thing about, Wells, you're just so sexy. But as sexy as you are, and that is very, very sexy, it's not the sexiness that I'm looking for. So no rose for you.
Yeah.
And then I like this part. JoJo, they have shots of JoJo walking home alone. Like, right? And remember, she walks back into the performance art place and she's alone in a crowd.
Alone in a rave.
Yeah.
She just dumped JoJo. A guy who sweats too much and was sobbing, and then she walks into a room full of rain. I was like, I know the show is not making that much of an effort for like a theme, but really, you're walking into a room where now you're just getting covered in sweat. And you just dumped the sweaty guy.
It was so weird. It had to have taken them so much time to set up that shot with all those people. I mean, it had to have taken hours just for that.
Yeah.
You're like, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be like a short film.
She's like,
we're going to win an Academy Award for best short for this.
That was pretty good because they even had the montage when she was walking there. And she's like, wow, this has been such an experience. Meeting all of these men and falling in love with so many people. And then they were like, remember when you wore a bikini? Remember when you were on the beach? Remember when you wore a crop top dress? I was like, this is the least meaningful montage I've ever seen. And they were acting like 20 Oscar winners just died. It was like,
yeah, because she got rid of Wells. All because she got rid of Wells. I was like, aren't they doing? They were acting like it was the final rose, like she was doing with the whole sadness of getting rid of like the runner up. But it was just him.
I think they must have been really disappointed with Wells, because that should have been a big dramatic thing. And he's like, well, all right. Well, it was good to see you. Are you following me on Facebook? Great mixes. If you ever do get married, please feel free to call me. I'm really good at receptions. Okay?
Yeah, he's like, I only have 4,200 followers on Twitter, which I really thought would be more because, you know, I was on The Bachelorette. So I don't know if you could just like give me a couple of retweets. That'd be awesome.
Hey, look, nobody knows more hot guys than a bachelorette. Okay, so let's keep in touch, girl. Call me Maynette.
Okay, so now it's time for the group date, and all the boys come out with their pecs on full display, except for James Taylor. Dork.
Oh, God. This is when the James Taylor insecurity starts seeping through, I guess I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But first, Robbie goes, anytime I see JoJo, I get pumped because I know there's a lot of other guys around too, and that's super sexy.
He actually says this. You know, like, I don't see anybody as a front runner but myself, because that's the confidence in my emotions that I have. It's like, you're confident in your emotions, you fucking twat. Comb your hair. You look like an idiot. And then she's walking up, and the guys are like kind of bored. And then Alex is like, hey! Like, Alex comes running towards her. And she's like, oh, Lassie, at least somebody made an effort. I was like, oh, this is so sad. Like, the poor midget guy's like running to get attention. And he still doesn't get anything by the end of the show. So
and the
good.
Only ones she likes are the ones that are like, yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, Heron Rogers is peeing in the alley right there. He's not even looking at me. Give him a rose. Take him a rose right now. Give him the vulnerable rose.
Oh, my God.
So the dad's...
I swear to God, James Taylor, I'm calling him JT, actually says... I think it was like a confessional or whatever. He's like, those guys are a little bit of something else. And then he calls them an all-star cast. He's like, I just feel good to be included. I mean, those guys are a little bit of something else. It's like an all-star cast, but I'm with them. I'm one of those guys tonight. That makes me feel really good. That's where it starts.
My shorthand when I'm taking notes for him is Dad Van, because I just, every time the guys all walk up on a date, I want James Taylor to like, right up in a dad van, like a minivan, hey, it's me, hon. You need to, everybody need a ride somewhere? We can get burgers. And they're like, get out of here, dad. Oh, guys, it'd be fun. Burgers. Skee ball? Anybody? Skee ball? Dad.
Come on, guys. Who wants to play some Atari?
Pong. Now there's a sport. Am I right, guys? Pong. Shut up, dad. But yeah, he's like, whoa, I look around and I think, these guys are handsome. Whoa, I mean, I'll look at myself and, I mean, I may not have abs or, I mean, look at their butts. Whoa, look at their arms. These are some gorgeous looking something-somethings.
I mean,
whoa.
My hair might look like it's out of a ramen noodles package, but but I've got something they don't have. Love. I've got love for JoJo. I love her. Like a lot. Like
I've got
a lot.
I've got a very safe van. Very safe minivan.
It's Elise. Get in. So we go to dinner.
Oh, no. First they have their soccer date when JoJo goes up to the shopkeeper in the street. I only have to say this because I thought it was such a good Orange Robbie moment. She's like, hey, little lady who runs a kiosk. Look at all these men. These are all my boyfriends. Toto's my boyfriend. And Robbie's like, Toto, where's Toto? It's like, Robbie. Robbie. Come back, Robbie. Jesus Christ, Mary.
And then Robbie's like, I can't play soccer. I'm wearing white jeans. Let me put on a pair of dolphin shorts and I'll be right with you, hon.
Those locals never would have had a chance with Robbie's tsunami hair as the goalie. It should have just been like, just stand here. You're either going to scare them away with your bright orange skin and your neon green shirt, which was bizarre, or your tsunami hair, okay?
With the V-neck shirt.
Yes.
The deep V.
His neon green V-neck orange contrast shirt. Weird.
Very weird. Yeah. So then, this was the gross part. This is when Dad Van wins, gets the ball in the goal or whatever, and is gonna get a kiss. But they never showed it.
Oh, he got a kiss. It was a peck.
Oh, right there?
Yeah, he just went right up. Like, he didn't, like, make out with her. He just went up and, like, kissed her. I was laughing because it was so sad. He's like, I just want a kiss. And then he kisses her. It's like, and then he runs away. But I was kind of happy that it didn't turn as gross as I thought, because when the locals were like, hey, you want to play some soccer? Okay, it's a contest. Whoever wins gets to kiss that one. And I was like, oh, my God, she's actually going to compete to, like, make out with locals? I was like, what if the locals win? They're going to win the soccer game against these idiots.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
imagined her being passed around all those little locals. I was like, girl, this girl's got enough diseases.
It. Yeah, she would have been like, that's so sexy. I mean, these are my guys, my boyfriends. But, yeah, no, the more the merrier. That's just super sexy.
Did you see that goalie take a ball to the head? I mean, vulnerable, am I right?
Did you see how his head was like a little bit concave afterwards? His skull was so vulnerable. I was really attracted to his skull.
That guy has a vulnerable skull. Vulnerable, 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 romantic, sexy.
So then we go to dinner. That's when we go to dinner, and all four of the guys are wearing black leather jackets, except for Dad Van is just wearing a gingham shirt. Hey, everybody, let's have a picnic on my shirt.
How many different kinds of pleather did we see in this scene? I mean, that was like so many shades of plastic on those guys. Jeez.
Oh, my God. And then Dad Van is like starts going from that aw shucks to I'm going to kill you if you don't love me back, you stupid whore.
Which, of course, she's like, girl boner.
Yeah.
I'll keep you forever, Dad Van. You may have a good safety rating on that minivan, but you sure scared me.
I was getting the worst vibe off of him. Weren't you getting just such a weird, obsessive Lifetime movie kind of vibe?
Oh, yeah. He really went cuckoo on this episode. This is where I was saying, like, this is the show full of so many pussies, because he turned into total tattletale. Whoa. And it doesn't help that the whole time he's like, well, my abs may not be good. Well, my butt may not be good. I'm like,
but
oh, my
I
God.
Love you... her.
Yes.
More than any of these other guys do.
Yes. And then it started getting scary. And also, I want to mention something else scary. A little ad for an upcoming show called Uncle Buck, based on the film Uncle Buck, starring the hilariously obese John Candy, who's now dead from whatever fatness. How dare they? Uncle Buck is now a skinny, fabulous black man. He's like some like thin, fabulous man. Well, it just came up on the bottom. It's a black family now, which is great. But I was like, I don't think Uncle Buck is like thin and like a fabulous gay. That makes no sense.
No, this is the point.
I want John Candy.
Speaking reanimate of him. Yeah.
John Candy hologram. This is our hologram episode.
So now, hold on. Luke takes JoJo in the other room to grunt at her a little bit and make out with her. And then she says, I never know with her either. I should know at this point, but I never know if she's going to be like, I'm so bored, or, oh my God, this is such passion. I've never felt it before.
Well, it doesn't help that she starts off with her hand in his crotch. Like, they showed a close-up of her hand in his crotch. And she's, like, all over him. And this guy is so phony. I mean, this guy is so bad. He is such an old person.
Oh, he's like the cryogenic Disney.
Yes.
What's Walt Disney? You know how he's, like, a robot now or whatever?
Yeah, he's like cryogenic Walt Disney.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you say
he's like
it?
That.
Yeah.
He's like cryogenic hologram.
Like, he got unfrozen from back in the, like, from some Western back in the day. And now he's just trying to figure out how to keep his teeth in while he's being romantic. It's weird. It just creeps me out because he's so
phony.
He's
like unfrozen caveman lawyer. He's like, like, I'm just a caveman.
And everything.
I don't know from your hot tubs or your fountains about dancing or sexy. I just want to make out with you.
But he tries to. Like, he wears his little leather jackets and then does his 20-year-old hair. And then he talks, like, he just talks such fake game. This guy is so faux. I can't believe that she's into this guy at all. I mean, he is so hot and has a huge penis line, which we saw in the hot tub. But still, he's like, oh, hey. Like, I love, like, when I get to see you, because, like, it makes, like, my day, like, you know, like, Argentina, like, it took, like, a moment, like, when I, like, saw you. I'm like, how are you doing this? Stop. I say, like, too much. And if I'm noticing you saying, like, every other word, you're 50. Cut it out. And then the cameraman started getting up really close on his old man waddle. Did you see it?
I did. He's those got the crease. The women. He's got the crepey skin on his chest neck.
Yes, he's getting his chicken neck.
Yes,
he's like, well, yes, every girl. Day is Thanksgiving Day. Am I right? Like, she's like, you're so romantic. Hand job, makeup. Okay, get out.
But this is where I expect her to go. Oh, Luke is just so gross. I mean, he's just so fake. And she's like, I guess I'm just running out of words to describe the level of passion that's me and Luke's relationship. He's so sexy. And I'm like, what? JoJo, no. His teeth. So they're black. You know when you have fake teeth, but they're not like assimilating to your mouth well?
Yes.
You know, they're not, you transplant some teeth, but they're not taking.
I
so
do.
The roots start to die a little bit.
That's how you know he's older, because they've perfected it. Like, you really can't tell, I think, with people who have new teeth now, like who get them now, like they look so good. But his, it's like the first people who got facelifts. You know how they still look all crazy? Like, there's nothing that they're ever going to be able to do to fix it. They just look fucking crazy. That's how he looks, but with his teeth.
Yes.
But out of five guys, she's got two guys left that are completely dead-eyed. I mean, this guy is another dead-eye. He has black eyes. Nothing is ever said. And all he says is this shit he's read off of card, like greeting cards or whatever.
Yes.
I hope he finally gets to some shoebox greetings. Like he's all grumpy old lady. Happy birthday or death day. Am I right, JoJo? She's like, wait a second.
And then he's like, ah, come here. It's like, I just want to kiss you. I said something kind of mean. I don't even know what it was. I lost track. Come here.
Like, but like, you're all I think about. Like, when I look at you, I think like, whoa. She kisses him. It's like, really? Is that your poetry? I think like, whoa. And then the way he kissed her, he opened his mouth all the way and then paused right before her mouth.
And then he like, just went like in. Went to town on her face. Like gross. He was gnawing on like a chicken wing. It was gross.
She's like, making out with that guy with an old man waddle was like two chickens going at it in the backyard. So vulnerable.
So then we go to we go back to the house, and Chase and my boyfriend and his eyebrows are like just sitting awkwardly on the couch. And Derek's trying to be cocky, and it's not working.
He's like, last time we went on a group date, I got the group date rose, and Chase didn't. So I'm like, oh, you poor thing. She gives out a pity rose every week. Like, almost half of her roses are like, well, I feel nothing for you, and my vagina, like, literally needs a sweater right now. But you seem nice, so here's a rose.
Yeah, well, that's how erectile dysfunction lasted so long. I mean, it wasn't because she ever considered even making out with him.
He would probably still be here if he would just stop squealing every time he got a rose. I mean, that was just embarrassing. It was like pigs being born every time he got a damn rose. Girl! I was like, calm down over there, girl.
And if he would stop tattling on everybody. Speaking of tattling.
Here we go.
James Taylor needs to have a sit down. Didn't you find this kind of came out of the blue?
Well, at first it did, but then when I started looking over my notes, I was like, oh, that's why he was being so insecure. Like, most people would be, like, his thought process before, because literally he said for like 10 minutes, I may not have the abs that all these guys have, and I may not have the butt. Like, every time it would cut to him, he was being demeaning. And he never said, I do have soccer skills or whatever. He never said what he did have, and I guess this is what he has. He's like, well, I can't compete, so now I'm just going to try and get them kicked off. He's like pulling an Alex, you know?
It was so funny, though. But the way he was trying to tell her was so hilarious, because he's like, You know, the thing about Aaron Rodgers is, you know, I mean, yeah, whatever. He's like some kind of celebrity, like with a billion watt smile, you know, who's in magazines or whatnot with like great abs. You know, he might be the kind of movie star handsome you could see yourself like drinking Sambuca with and waking up on a Sunday morning. I mean, I guess you could really like see him inside you or whatever. But I mean, I guess he's whatever, pretty great. I mean, I kind of want him inside me or whatever. But, you know, I'm just saying.
But he But he was mean
what
to me during cards. We were playing poker, and then he like tried to come up with this rule, and I was like, uh-uh. And then he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, whoa, untitled? I mean,
Didn't even tell her anything specific. He just basically goes, he's untitled. He just thinks he's great. You know, and I kind of do too. Because, I mean, obviously he is pretty great, but he thinks he is. He's entitled.
I mean, that guy probably thinks like he's George Clooney. Like, George Clooney probably wakes up every morning and looks in the mirror and says, hello, handsome. Like, oh, you're talented. Just berates himself in the mirror for being such an ugly pig. I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second. She's like, George Clooney, where's he? She's like, running away. It's like, wait, this is backfiring.
Oh, and then he tries to make out with her. Why, JT? Oh,
after tattletaling. Nobody likes that. She's like, I've made out with two children today. Get out.
Yeah. I literally felt physically ill when he was trying to make out with her. I had a reaction, a physical reaction, and it wasn't good. And then, so then what happens? JoJo wonders if there's a side to Heron she hasn't seen. A sexy side.
She's like, Heron, you know, some people take temperatures with thermometers. I would like to take your temperature with your penis inside of me, okay? Because I'm not sure that I trust you. I'm like, what are you, like, rubbing his body while you tell him this? She's like, well, that dad with the van tattletailed on you. So what do you feel about that? He's like, ugh, I can't believe it. Like, really? Because now you're mad? He's like, no, I'm not mad. I'm just saying, like entitled? Like, what? I mean, just because, like, I got a career because my brother has one, like, I get pussy because my brother does. Like, what does that mean? Like, I'm not entitled to anything but a lot of pussy. And, like, what am I supposed to, like, wait for a table at a restaurant? Like, what am I, an idiot? Like, if I'm going to Chili's, I'm getting sat right away. Okay? That's it. And if it requires me whipping out a poster of my brother, I'm going to fucking do it. Is that entitlement or, you know, just, like, brains? And she's like, you have a good point. I hate waiting rooms at restaurants.
If I want to go to Medchie's and I eat all my yogurt and then I want a little extra side of granola, the low-fat kind, I'm just going to go get it. I'm not going to get back in line. That's for pussies. Not for Aaron Rodgers' brother.
I make my maid clean the counters three times. And I just keep telling her, you did it wrong. There's a spot. You did it wrong. You did it wrong. And then she does it right. And she leaves and she feels like she learned something. So is that entitlement or is it maid training? Like, you decide, JoJo. She's like, sexy. Sexy. That's sexy.
So then Heron goes back to the group and he starts swirling his wine around.
Really hard.
Like, it's some kind of like a sniff off.
It's like a
wine.
Really, it's like really stupid. When you're a waiter and stupid people who are pretending they know what wine is, they're like, ugh. Yeah. And they get it and they like swirl it around, but really hard.
Yeah.
You know, they're like beating the grapes. You just know they're stupid. That was him.
He's like, listen, you fuckers. I'm the guy in the metrosexual cafe leather jacket. Not you assholes. So don't mess with me.
It's like, that is Franzia. Who do you think you're threatening right now? Like, that's the official drink of the El Paso Junior League. No one is scared.
And then Heron, then it's all awkward. And then Heron goes, how was your one-on-one time with JoJo?
Well, he's like, good. You know, it was good. Oh, good. She was real impressed with my safety rating, I'll tell you that much. Go off a cliff and she still walk away from it.
Yeah. I said, listen, JoJo, this thing has 18 cup holders. Bet you're not going to get that, some of those other cars.
Hey, JoJo. This van has airbags in the way back. That means if we have six children and we put a couple in the way back, even they'll live if we go off a cliff. Okay?
I'm going to tell you something, JoJo. This thing has something that you have too, a cool box. I don't think I need to explain to you what that is. But you put some stuff in there, in the box, and it keeps it cool.
Hey, JoJo, cool. Look, when I blow the stoplight, it's going to turn green. Oh, jeez. I ain't falling for this.
Oh, my God. So Heron says, so did my name come up in your one-on-one time with JoJo?
Yes, I said you had abs and an ass. Really nice arms. Like your hair, too. Confused hat stays up there, but I like it. Will you hug me?
Oh, my God.
And Jordan's like, so, you said the word entitlement, huh? How does one act entitled when stating the rules of the game are such? I was like, you poor stupid person. That is my favorite stupid person affliction. It's like trying to say big, fancy sentences. Like, I admit I'm stupid. My stupid sentences make sense with my admitted stupidity. Okay, Heron?
My favorite on all these shows is how, I don't know if they did it right in this part, is where when they try to say, instead of like so-and-so and me or so-and-so and I, they go, yeah, well, when I was talking, it was, you know, Heron and myself. Or, you know, I said, listen, JoJo, Heron and myself would like to sit. I don't know. It's the myself thing. Kind of bugs me.
These poor things. I don't know much English, but Jordan's my favorite because he's like trying to intimidate people by speaking really intelligently. And it's like, no. Yes. Like, what did you see Lord of the Rings once? Shut up.
So then JoJo comes in and gives a rose to Luke.
God, leaning Luke.
I want to give this rose to the guy who makes me feel sexy and excited about our sexy future.
I know that this man will never get sick of saying like, and he will always be able to bite into an apple because those teeth are going to last forever. Am I right, Luke? And he's like, yeah, like I felt right now like my wind was taken away. Stupid Luke. And then the dad's like, no, everybody's mad at me. But I don't think JoJo deserves someone who just wants this for fame. I mean, I don't want it for fame. I want it because I don't have abs. This is going to get me so much pussy. This is going to be great. I'm finally going to get a date. People are going to know who I am. I'm going on another diet again.
And I you know what I'm going to eat? I'm going to take my hair and I'm going to put it in some boiling water. Then I'm going to add a little chicken seasoning.
Ketchup noodles. That's what we call Tuesday nights at JoJo and I's house. JoJo and myself's home over in Katy, Texas. So it's time for the group date. And she's like, you guys, hard rose. Did
it's
I skip?
Time for the two-on-one.
The two-on-one date.
Yeah, we already did the group date. Now it's two-on-one and it's tango lessons.
Oh, Lord. So this because isn't a group.
Because the tango
this
is romantic.
Threesome.
Oh, and it's tingle. Sexy. It's sexy. And it shows you how to connect and be one with somebody.
I'm mad that she said entitled. I have entitled written here 30 times. I'm coming down. Okay, two on one.
And then JoJo is doing the two-person tango where she goes back and forth between the guys. And then my boyfriend says the word, every time I'm around JoJo, it's like fireworks. And then suddenly he was not my boyfriend anymore.
Like, you just quoted a Katy Perry song, so you're out.
And but then also, I was like, well, I don't like Chase either. So then this became like Trump and Hillary. You know, obviously Chase is Trump, but Derek is Hillary. Like, I guess I'll go with him, you know, but there's definitely some problems. You know, I'm not going to be happy about it.
You know, that's a really good comparison because just like the upcoming election, I'd rather just stay home and masturbate than be a part of any of that. Okay. I will not take credit for either of those fools. I also knew Derek was going down when he was coming up in the tango, like they're approaching her at the tango center. And he gave her that point. He was like, hey, like a gun point, and then like winked at her. I was like, you're disgusting.
Right.
You just officially grossed me out.
Yeah, the worst.
And then Chase is just all dead-eyed, slow blink, dead-eye, slow blink.
Yeah.
So they, this is a weird body thing that was happening while they were tangoing. Chase kept grabbing her hand, but then the regular bank kept grabbing her wrist. Like he wouldn't touch her hand, like he wouldn't hold her hand. It was weird. But then he kept like getting really close to like feel up, like his forehead was right up against her forehead. And I'm like, dude, are you just trying to mark her with the exact same center forehead zit that you have? Like, you can't mark a woman like that, okay? That's not even going to show up for a week.
That is so funny. Yeah, it was really weird. It was he had this like a way too intense thing going on.
Yeah, sometimes you want people to get more confident, and then it's just too much. You're like, no, I liked you better Insecure.
Yeah, go absolutely. And then they go to commercial, and this kind of made me laugh because there was a commercial for casting that was so ridiculous. It was like, do you think you can fall in love with a conference table? Come on down to our auditions. Be the next bachelor.
Do you start crying miserably when you try calling a phone and it's busy? Come, be the next bachelor. The next bachelorette or whatever the hell. It's like, this is so unromantic. They're like, well, can you fuck basically anybody who's made out with 20 other people today? Okay, give us a call. We'll hope they're hot.
Have you ever found yourself madly attracted to a nice bath chamois? Come on down, be on The Bachelor. Do you have no standards at all?
Do you want an excuse to leave your waiting tables job for a couple of months?
Oh, God. Then we come back, and she has one-on-one time with each of her guys. And Derek says that he has trouble opening up. But then, just like it, every single time she does this, every single time she does the, you're just going to have to be more vulnerable. I just don't know how I feel about you unless you've got to open up. Every single time they go, okay, I've been really scared, but the thing is, I'm really falling for you. Yep. Oh, you are? You're falling for me? So oh, my God.
Every time. She's such a sucker. And you know how people say you should communicate in your relationship, and if you feel like you need more from your partner emotionally, you need to be able to say, honey, like, I need to think that you even love me. Like, what the hell? You show me no emotion. And then when you come home the next day, they're like, hi, honey, I made you flowers and I made you dinner. And then you're like, oh, that's great. But then you feel empty inside. Like, what the hell are you setting yourself up for, JoJo? You can't train them like dogs. I mean,
no.
Let's be honest. It's this cast. You kind of can. But still. Yeah.
Derek's like, I haven't really loved anybody in a long time. The last time I proposed was to a Pottery Barn catalog. But now I'm feeling like the feelings that I'm having are real. Like, I'm really and truly falling for you.
Like, how much more vulnerable do you need the guy? His ears are filtering the light behind him. I mean, that was the most unkind shot I've ever seen in my life. It's like, why would you do that to the semi-homely guy? Why? That was not nice.
How dare you?
And he opened himself up, and then what does she do?
Yes.
Then Chase comes along, and he's like, dead eye blink. And he's she's like, well, remember last time I told you about my feelings? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, well, I don't feel like you talked about your feelings. He's like, so you didn't feel like I was reciprocal of that? Like, you people, seriously.
He's like, I could tell you about some of the lending rates right now if you want to get a loan. Or a house or a mortgage or something.
You don't have a down payment? Well, I can totally get you a 3-story house on a cul-de-sac. Like,
and you could say you're putting down 20% or 10% and you could end up putting zero down.
He goes, I'm like shocked, which you can totally tell by my dead eyes. Like, look how my eyes aren't moving at all. Like, even now while I'm talking, look. No, seriously, look. Blink. Blink.
This was like the battle of the bland. It's like, I'm having a lot of feelings. I'm shocked.
Blink.
He'd be shocked to find out his library books were a day overdue. It's like, I'm shocked. I can't understand how this happened.
You can't even commit. Do you love me? Do you not love me? Can you marry me? Can you not marry me? I mean, look at your bangs. They can't even commit. Are they wavy? Are they straight? What's happening? He's like, okay, I promised, like, I don't know, like, I want to, like, give you stuff. And she's like, oh.
Like, the show. And then he just starts making out with her.
And then she goes, she tells him, well, it's like, I understand because I've been like that. Like, last year, I should have been more open with Ben. Like, I started having those feelings, and I should have, like, told him, like, I'm having those feelings. But then I waited until it was too late, and I got dumped. And so, like, now you need to tell me those feelings now so you don't get dumped. I'm like, oh, my God. Do you really think that guy was your guy and you lost him? You freaking.
I should have told him how I felt on day 4. Instead, I waited till day 6. I ruined everything.
Do you want to win the bride or not? It's like the least romantic show I've ever seen in my life.
But I know. It's so bad.
I'm saying that in a way that I love it.
I know. That's the thing. And then she comes back. And gives Chase the rose. And I am totally stabbed in the back. Trump victory.
Well,
so,
you know.
Then there's a scene where she comes out, I guess. Yeah.
And hotness wins. I just wrote, shocker, you picked the complete douchebag hot guy with dead eyes who's probably going to beat you. Congratulations, you did it again. Like, no shock there, lady.
I honestly thought Derek was cuter. I know you think he's homely, but I thought he was the cuter guy.
He's not homely in any terms except in comparison to, you know,
okay,
the
you're right.
She's on this show. Like, he's really a cute, he's a very handsome guy. I just mean comparatively.
I thought Chase is so boring looking.
I know, but I love that in a man.
So then she comes out. I'm trying to figure out when this is because she's wearing a white dress.
Well, what so even made it worse. So she's like, I'll walk you out. And he's like, okay. And so she walks him to the curb and a minivan pulls up. And I started laughing so hard. I was like, this poor guy is getting slammed so hard. So he gets in the minivan and the producer is trying to hunch down behind the seat so we don't see him. He's like covering his face with his hand. Yes. I was like, we see you, queen. So he gets in the car and JoJo goes inside with Chase. She's just been sobbing on the street like, that was the hardest thing I've ever vulnerable. And like she walks up back into the building with Chase and suddenly it's like all romantic and there's violins and they're making out.
Yeah.
And fake Celine Dion comes out and she's like, don't cry for me, Argentina. It's like, this is not really a romantic song.
And then they keep going back to Derek, and he's crying. And it seriously made me upset. And I've never actually felt upset watching the show. I was feeling upset for Derek. He was really crying.
Well, I think it's hilarious when the guys cry on this show, and they all do. But I thought it was so funny. But then it just turned into this 20-minute segment where he was first crying like, well, I thought he was going to win, but I didn't. And then, and it turned into this 20-minute, like, snot's coming out. And meanwhile, French or Argentinian Celine is like, while those
the
two
truth
are making...
is, I never loved you.
Well, that would have at least made sense.
Yeah.
If those were the lyrics. But I'm like, is this really about Evita dying or something? Like, this is Patti LuPone's ghost basically singing to these people. And then you've got the queen in the car sobbing, and then it turns uglier and uglier. And
then he talks about himself in the third person. He goes, I guess Derek is imperfect.
And then he goes, I thought Derek was enough, but I'm not. I thought I was, but I'm not. I was like, oh my God, now you hate yourself? Oh, girl, please.
I know. I
there
felt
are more
sorry
skanks
for him.
In the sea, girl.
I know. See, this is what I don't get. Well, he felt fireworks for JoJo. I don't get it.
But
I don't
to
get
be
the JoJo
that
thing.
Guy and to like always like to be the ganged up on guy by all the douchebags and they're all trying to make him feel like shit. And then he finally feels like he's confident because he's winning with his personality. He's beating all these douchebags. But then at the end of the day, the pretty girl really does want the pretty douchebag who's just going to be, you know, blank and work out a lot. It sucks.
Yep. You're right.
Every humbling guy cried. I mean, not me, but the rest of you. And you know you did.
So then we go to the rose ceremony and Heron takes her aside. Do you remember this part? And he acts like he's strategizing a football game. He's like, okay, all right, we're down by 14, but we got the second half. I think we can get there. All right, here's what we need to do. We need to fall in love. Okay. And we need to, there's going to be a proposal and we need to make it. And I think we can do that. We're going to get
there. Yeah, I hope so. I'll be sitting right on this bench behind you. Okay. So if you're ever ready for me to play, just let me know and I'll come running in. I'll be ready. I'm suited up. I'm ready to go. She's like, nope, no thanks.
Then they look over. Then they go over to Luke, right? He's sitting with the angry Marine and they're on the couch together and they're like talking like Marine talk. And Luke's hair is so fucking big. It's out of this frame.
Yeah,
it's so big.
He's like Siegfried and Roy hair.
And I started worrying there's a terrorist cell working out of his bouffant.
There could be.
What's going on? We've got to get some informants out there.
They're like, we will blow up the market today. Wait a minute. It's too gorgeous. Hold. Hold, please. Hold.
And then Alex is sitting there in the suit that he got from the Husky Boys section at Sears. He's like, I really think I should get a rose. I mean, a rose would really raise my spirits.
Alex.
Stencils. Alex.
I'm really worried because there was no one to tattletale on today except Aaron Rodgers, and someone already did that. Thanks a lot, Dad Van. You little monkey. Okay, so Jordan, I also have to say, Jordan's so unromantic. He goes, look, I want to be in love and I want to be engaged by the end of this, okay? Maybe we can do it. It's like, wow, that's romantic.
Sorry, I just got to that. I think we can get there. All right, little lady, here's what we're going to do. Here's a game plan. All right, let me get a chalkboard. Okay, see this little circle? That's you. See this little circle? That's me. See this little stick figure? I don't know who that is. Don't worry about that. That's okay, Alex. There's somebody who's not getting Rose.
But what are the rules to go fish? Whatever you want them to be. I will marry you. I will. You've grown. So Robbie, Orange Robbie, gets his alone time. LOL. He goes, girl, you built. He's like, you've built up some confidence in me, girl. And then he does his girl makeout thing. I'm trying to figure out his makeout. Like, why is it a girl makeout? He twists his head. Like, he cocks his head to make out. Normally, the guy, like, controls it, but he like twists it. This is weird. It's weird girl makeout.
Right. Like he's doing like he's playing like Jenga. Like he's putting the pieces together, right? Like he's like, all right, your head's over there. I'm gonna curl my head to the side.
He's like, it'll be harder to mess up my bangs like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the guys talk about their chances while he's out there, while someone's out there making out. Oh wait, let's see. Luke, Siegfried, and Roy Hare. Alex, I need to let her know that moving forward, I'm here. Shut up, Alex. JoJo. Okay, so JoJo's talking to Alex, and she's like, you seemed upset after the group date. He's like, well, I never got a group date, Rose. That's not fair. These guys are mean. Like, shut up, you little whiny brat.
Ugh, so, he's the worst. Dude, isn't it funny, though, how the last episode, there was the whole everybody against Derek. Like, they just changed storylines completely. They go to the next episode, and it's a whole new storyline.
I think these guys are so pussy, and they seem to be falling off so fast.
Yeah.
But more body language from this. He leans in, like, he's trying to be romantic, and he leans in and just starts kissing her way too hard, and she doesn't lean in, so he's just, like, way too leaned in. Oh, it's like, oh, good. You're already shorter than she is, dude. Don't lean in like that. It's awkward for everybody.
Ugh, the worst.
Then the
dad. She enjoys it, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't tell with her because she's as phony as the rest of them. I mean, this girl ain't going to cry sending these homely idiots home.
Yeah, that's true.
So the dad gets alone time. He's like, she kissed me. I think I'll get a rose. I think I will. I may not have the stomach or the butt. My cornhole can't hold a nickel all day. I'll tell you that much.
But then he's like, but then I might not get a rose. I can't tell. I mean, I don't have the movie star good looks that these other guys do, but I love her so much.
Yep. I just wrote, he'll be out because he doesn't work out and he's nice. And also he's like still bleeding from the eye.
It's creepy. He is. Okay. Yeah, he is. So then rose ceremony. So Luke and Chase already have roses and she's only got two roses left.
Dead eyes with roses.
So she has three roses left. So one goes to Robbie.
Yeah.
Then Heron. Then she's got one rose left. And we've got Alex and...
You've got Angry Midget and Dad Van. Like, right. One can ride a minivan and one can actually, like, not get on rides yet. Like, who are you going to choose?
So I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of buying the whole scripted thing they're doing. I'm like, oh, she's not going to give either of them out and good for her because both these guys are, you know, soon to be off the show.
Well,
I totally bought the fakery.
Well, she's not going to have the shortest season of The Bachelorette ever. She's like, hell no. What are we going to do? I just keep kicking people off. Could you guys have gotten less ugly people? I mean, what the hell? I've kicked off three in a day.
So they come back. And then it's like a fakeroo. She gets another rose and she gives it to both the guys. But you know what? I was so mad at myself because I should have known because she sent home Wells. So she really had an extra rose.
Yeah, she couldn't really do much because she got rid of two wussies in one day. So she had to keep one. But these guys have no chance. Like she's not going to end up with a guy shorter than her. I mean, when that guy walked up to her, he was backlit. And so... his shadow was being cast on her. Even his shadow was shorter than her. I was like, poor thing. Like, Yeah. Your anger, your midget anger is too much. You need to go away somewhere where you can be less angry about being short, because it shouldn't matter this much.
Yeah, I agree.
Clear him. So he's gone, and then Dad ain't going to get anywhere.
No.
And then so she's like, I can't do this. It's the hardest decision ever. And Chris is like, well, you know, we do have the set booked until an extra week, so just keep on. So she does, and then Alex is like, oh, thanks a lot for the pity, Rose.
Which is true. And it was like, yeah, and I'm sure by the next episode you're both leaving.
And I would be fine if I just got more one-on-one time. That's not fair. And then the dad, okay, so it ends with the dad talking to the guys. I'm loving these tags they put on the end. And he's like, well, I lost some weight. And
yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is like, you did? like you were fatter than this? He's like, yeah, I'd say 40% of my body weight's a margarita pizza. And then Orange Robbie's like, dude, you spell that like the drink with tequila, like the tequila drink. That's not how you spell it. And they're like, okay, Robbie, how do you spell it? And he's like, M-A-R. I don't know. Totally forgot, you guys. Totally forgot. Hey, you guys want to practice kissing? I mean, we could like just like make out with the back of our elbows, or we could just use each other. Like, we're brothers. Like, that's what bros do, right?
Come on, guys. What else are we doing tonight?
Bros is my hose, right? Right, guys? Like I said in the frat.
Oh, my God.
And that knocks it out.
That's it.
That is it. Next week.
I can't wait.
JoJo hopes that somebody opens up and feels vulnerable.
So wait, so what's next week? If today is, was the 27th. Oh, so next Monday is the 4th of July. I wonder if there's an episode. Probably not.
Oh, I wonder. I'll be in Texas, so if there is a 4th of July episode, I'm going to be drunk.
You're going to see it before me. Mm-hmm. We'll have to look that up. We'll have to look that up on our own time.
Yes, and if there's not, we'll figure out something to do. Well, actually, if there's not, just go listen to our other shows. We've got a ton of them. You can listen to Stephanie
on the
For Crying Out Loud podcast. Oh, yeah, you can listen to all these Rose Pricks podcasts, too. Thank you to everybody who has been rating and commenting on iTunes. That helps us out so much. We've been on the chart since we started, which is amazing.
I know. It's unbelievable.
That's never happened to me before. I'm so psyched. So thank you guys, everybody. And you can find me on the Big Brother Smother podcast, which is brand new, or Watch What Crappens. And you can always find these podcasts on Trash Talk TV and all of our shows. And follow, you know, do the old Twitter and all that good stuff. Just come to rosepricks.com. You'll find all our links there.
Yeah.
Everybody, we love you. Stephanie,
love you.
Love talking to you.
Love talking to you. This is so fun.
I know. I'm so
glad. It's
like
getting to listen to you.
This is more fun than we've ever had in our relationship.
Oh, my God.
More time than we've ever spent together. Girl!
Yes!
Maybe we can get married. Maybe we'll get there, Stephanie. Maybe we'll get there. Bye, everyone.
I think we can. Bye.
Happy Independence Day, suckers. For the most codependent show of all time.